If it goes through, this will be the most ever paid for any professional sports team. $2 billion for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the purchasers are a group being led by basketball legend Magic Johnson of the LA Lakers, of course. Joining us now, Richard Sandomir, sports, business, and media columnist for our partner, The New York Times. Richard, are the Dodgers worth $2 billion?
A sports team is worth whatever somebody wants to pay for it, but I guess the ultimate value will be determined in some way, or at least the return for this $2 billion, in how much of a cable TV package they get when they're ready to go out to the market, because it could be a huge TV deal.
Well, Frank McCourt, I understand, bought this team for $430 million 8 years ago. That's an incredible return on that investment.
Yeah, considering that he bought it all for debt and he got into a lot of financial trouble and Major League Baseball tried to take the team away from him, yeah, he ended up falling into a pot of gold.
And you point that out because this is an all-cash deal, right?
Yes, it is.
We're speaking with Richard Sandomir, sports, business, and media columnist for our partner, The New York Times. But this, of course, raises the question, what then are the Yankees worth? What about the Cowboys, or one of our producers suggested Manchester United?
Well, Manchester United was bought a few years ago for about 1.4, 1.5. So we know what the big teams are worth. The Yankees would probably go for well over $2 billion, maybe $2.5 billion. This is a very unusual situation. You know, less than a year ago, John and I were talking about how the Dodgers had just filed for bankruptcy.
Right.
And now they're coming out of that. This is the key thing to the reorganization. McCourt can not only makes a profit, but he gets to pay off his wife's divorce settlement of $130 million.
Well, what goes into the calculation of the worth of a team? Is it their winning record? Is that the main thing?
Well,
is it how many tickets they sell?
Well, no, there's a certain legacy value that a team in a large market like Los Angeles is going to be worth more than a team in Kansas City. But no, if winning record were the main parameter here, the Dodgers wouldn't be going for this much. No, it's cash flow, especially with the likelihood that the Dodgers will be forming a regional sports network that will guarantee a huge flow. They only get about $35, $37 million a year in cable TV money. They're going to get a minimum of at least $84 million, to start off. So, there's a lot of that, and there's the hope that the fans who left Dodger Stadium in droves because they thought Frank McCourt was a bad owner will come back, and the Dodgers will go back to drawing $3.5 to $4 million.
And that's really my question. Magic Johnson is still beloved in Los Angeles. This has to be a good thing for the Dodgers, don't you think?
Yeah, and Magic Johnson brings a great image of happiness and competence, and people love him. And Stan Kasten has a good pedigree as the president of two baseball teams in the past. So I always thought that if they had the money, this was the glamour group that they would want to buy the team.
Okay, well, $2.15 billion. That's how much the LA Dodgers are going for, the most ever paid for a professional sports team. Richard Sandomir, thanks so much. Sports,
thank you so
business,
much.
And media columnist for our partner, The New York Times.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.